Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, it seems to become a thing where politicians have to tell the world about their taste in music, especially in the US, where they even release playlists to demonstrate how cool and relatable they are. Kamala Harris has just done it, or at least made a visit to a Washington, D.C. record shop, where she picked up a few albums. Writing in the Sunday Times yesterday, Tom Dunn was impressed. Afternoon, Tom.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Is it a bit kind of orchestrated what she had in the bag? It was all very tasteful and stuff.
I think it was very tasteful, but I think she comes from a house where tasteful jazz music is everywhere to be heard. And I think she had that look in her eye, that little glint in her eye where she was hoping, go on, ask me what's in the bag. Because she knows most politicians are going to have something that was passed them by a PR, you know, brat or something. And they're just going to try and pretend to be down with the people, which is never going to work. But she knew well and good that she is from a jazz house and that the music she listens to is extremely cool. And did you know that her partner, who is known as the second gentleman, Doug Emhoff, he's the lifelong jazz aficionado, to the point, Sean, where his daughters are called Ella and Cole. And okay. Ella is named after Ella Fitzgerald and Cole is named after John Coltrane.
So, right. Okay. So, and the album she had Charlie Mingus, Let My Children Hear Music, Roy Ayers, Everybody Loves the Sunshine, which is kind of jazz funk, kind of more area, really. And but then again,
yes,
she's appealing to various demographics. And Porgy and Bess, sung by Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong.
Yeah. That's Gershwin's Porgy and Bess, yes, which I think is spectacular. That's a brilliant piece of work. And the Roy Ayers album featured in the NWA biopic that was out a few years ago. It was a huge track in that. Everyone Loves the Sunshine. So they're all well cool. I listen to bits. I'm not a jazz head, Sean. I won't lie. What do you get when you throw a blues four-piece down a flight of stairs? A jazz band.
Yes. That's libel on all sorts of levels. She put a playlist, though, on Spotify in 2017. No jazz on it at all. She had a it was a long playlist. Tribe Called Quest, Lauryn Hill, Childish Gambino, The Staple Singers, Funkadelic, and well-known wife-beater James Brown.
It's a little bit different. It's
a little bit different. Cool, like, now, I also looked up, for the sake of balance, because people have been complaining, Donald Trump's playlist. And apparently, when he's at home in Mar-a-Lago, kicking back, he likes to listen to Hello by Lionel Richie, Suspicious Minds by Elvis Costello, It's a Man's World by well-known wife-beater James Brown. Also, he likes a bit of Jesus Christ Superstar as well.
So none of that adds up. That just sounds like a, you know, random throwing darts at a board and whatever it hits you say, that's my favourite number. I'm not getting any of that at all. I'm not going to say a good word about him, you know that. So
yes, I know. But it does seem to indicate, though, that there's a pressure on politicians now to have a playlist that people are expecting, what it, because especially in American politics, Obama does this still every year.
Yeah, and his playlists are good. He genuinely likes the music, and I think that's the big thing that people look out for. Because very famously, Tony Blair, back in the old days of New Labour, kind of aligned himself with all that was going on in Britpop, and it was Pulp and Oasis, and then there was a famous moment when he invited them all to number 10 Downing Street after they got elected in 97, which I think has gone down as one of the low points in music on both sides, to be completely honest. But when he was asked for his favourite songs in 96, by the NME, he said, Don't Look Back in Anger by Oasis, The Lightning Seeds, Three Lines and a Shirt, Alanis Morissette's Ironic. And then when the Desert Island Disc Show asked him the same question, he went for Debussy's Clair de Lune, Samuel Barber's Adagio for Strings, and a completely different style and genre of music. And that makes you think, can you believe this man if he told you the time of day? I mean, it's just, I need to see a bit of genuine, actual appreciation in my politicians for their music.
Now, you could argue those two things are not mutually exclusive, and he knew his audience on BBC Radio 4.
Yeah, you could. I just don't believe that he was down. Well, I just, that whole side, I can see him listening to Debussy and Samuel the Barber. I can't really see him. I just, yeah. he doesn't strike me as the type. I'm just have to go on instinct here and think, I don't think he really likes Oasis.
That's weirdly though, feeling. Tom, I also looked up David Cameron when he was on Desert Island Discs. He chose The Smiths. He chose Money by Pink Floyd. He also chose Ernie, the fastest milkman in the West by Benny Hill as his last song, which was a kind of a strange one. But all his stuff was kind of more or less contemporary music.
Yeah, and who knows, maybe it's real. You know, the fastest milkman in the West, Sean, I don't know if you've listened to it recently, but it is one of the all-time great songs.
It is, yes, absolutely. Cruelly overlooked.
Ernie, how do you like your milk? Yeah. It's brilliant on so many levels.
Yeah. Now, I couldn't find, I actually looked up Simon Harris as well. I couldn't find any references to Simon Harris and music other than one quote in an article saying he'll dance to any tune you play for him. But I think that was more a political thing. So, but Leo Varadkar was genuinely a music fan.
Yeah, I was a bit, when that happened years ago, I think around 2017, rumours that a huge chunk of the Fine Gael party had just gone into power were backstage with LCD sound system in the Olympia. And you know, the one of those moments when you go to the doctor and the doctor is younger than you and you start thinking, oh God, what's going on? When the government is trendier than you, that's really bad. That's a really bad moment for all of us. So they were backstage at LCD sound system. And they several of them seem to really love LCD sound system. So, what can you say?
But I think he didn't use a government jet, but he used government papers to write a letter, I think, to Kylie. That's highly scandalous. But you know,
if I was in his position, I would use government paper to write to Kylie. Come on, anything that gets you a bit of, you know, gets her attention.
Yeah.
Or just impresses her. That would impress her, I would imagine. So I'd certainly, dear Kylie, love your stuff.
Yeah. I would have forgiven her for that. Now, you Mary Lou McDonald is a John Lennon fan. Do you completely buy that?
I went in here kind of smelling a rat. I didn't, you know, John Lennon, particularly the one she went for, Shaved Fish. And I was thinking, oh, I'm not sure about this now. But then I looked at John Lennon's 70s output is really, really erratic with the best will in the world. We didn't really have his attention. But Shaved Fish, the one she went for, is a compilation of the best singles, or just the singles, to be honest, up to 75. So it's Cold Turkey and Instant Karma and Power to the People and Imagine and Whatever Gets You the Night and Mind Games and Number 9 Dream and Happy Christmas. They're the best things he did during the 70s. So that's a really well-informed choice. I listen to that album now. That's the best of John Lennon proper, because the other best of there are not quite as good as that. That's a really good one. So kudos there, I have to say.
Yeah. At the same time, it's a best of album. No, but I mean,
it is the best of, and I always be very dubious of best ofs. Lack of commitment, that shows. You need to get an actual album. Best ofs are just for amateurs.
You
go a bit more commitment than that. But still, very good best of.
I wonder, though, do any of them listen to music at all, really, in the sense that they probably just don't have the time.
I know when I was in college, there were two types of people. There were those who were going to do very well and the rest of us who listened to music. And
yes.
I think politicians are in that first group.
I think you're right. Tom Dillon, thanks a million. Moncrief on News Talk.